In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police, who investigate crime, and the Crown prosecutors, who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Caption: Lewiston Housing Estate, Hackney. A girl, Kalisha's in a playground wearing headphones. She holds her hands as though pointing a gun. A pistol is put to her temple. A girl, Shanae's, holding the gun.
Throw the gun down!
Kalisha looks puzzled.
Throw the gun down!
She removes the headphones.
Kalisha! It's my go now anyway.
Want it? Can't have it.
Shanae, give me the gun.
Want it?
Shanae, don't be like that. Shanae, give me the gun. Don't be like that.
Want it?
I got a murky first. Bang.
She's pretending.
Bang.
Shanae's lowered the gun and stares past her friend. Kalisha follows her gaze. A man is slumped against a wire fence. Now a crime scene. Joy Aykroyd's with DS Matt Devlin and DS Ronnie Brooks. A
couple of kids found a gun in the bin. Then they found him.
Any ID?
Well, it's gone.
What do you reckon? Mugging gone wrong?
At gunpoint?
Four gunpoint robberies in the estate this year.
Russian-made Baikal, 9mm.
Well, Baikals are used to shoot tear gas pellets.
This one's been converted. Shoots live bullets.
And he was target practice.
Law and Order UK, starring Bradley Walsh as sharp-faced DS Ronnie Brooks, Jamie Bamber as chisel-jawed DS Matt Devlin, Harriet Walter as dark-haired DI Natalie Chandler, Ben Daniels as fair-haired James Steele, Freema Agaman as glamorous Alicia Phillips, and Bill Patterson as craggy-faced George Castle.
Any more on the gun?
Well, both girls' prints were all over it, but it looks like whoever shot him was wearing gloves because forensics have found traces of latex.
Can we link a Baikal to any known sources?
Well, these converted tear gas pistols are getting popular. We had two teen drug dealers shot in New Cross last month.
So it could be a gang link.
Go!
On my way.
Any news on the ID?
Prison service just confirmed it.
What? He's a con?
He's a prison officer.
In her office, she hands Matt a photo.
Charlie Tyner. Wife and three kids. 18 years in the same job. Ashbridge Prison. Suddenly, 6 months ago, Charlie gets promotion, senior officer at Cold Norton.
Cold Norton's the other side of Essex.
So what's Charlie doing wandering around Murder Mile?
That, my boys, is for you to find out.
Caption: Cold Norton Prison. Ronnie puts on his Mac, then takes notebooks and wallets from a box. He turns to an officer who's crouched in front of Matt and has her hand under the hem of Matt's suit jacket.
In case you're worried, love, that ain't a file.
Matt rolls his eyes.
Charlie Tyner works as a regular officer at Ashbridge for 18 years, then all of a sudden becomes ambitious.
Charlie wanted to be there for his kids when they were growing up. He applied for promotion here the second his youngest went off to uni.
And he was a good officer, yeah?
The best. Last week he found one of the girls trying to hang herself. Charlie cut her down, gave her mouth to mouth.
Did you get a lot of suicide attempts?
Too many. Most of the women have mental health or addiction issues. If one of Charlie's girls self-harmed or attempted suicide, he'd take it very personally.
His girls?
All of our girls have personal officers. Someone to go to if they've got a problem.
And what about Charlie? Did he have any problems of his own, or did he make any enemies?
He locked up Cat A prisoners. What do you think?
OK, well, did he rattle anyone's cage in particular?
Not here. But there was a male prisoner at Ashbridge. Ellis Bevan. Convicted for abusing little boys. I gave Charlie time off to speak against his release at his parole hearing.
And we can find this Bevan at Ashbridge?
Probation will have his address. He got out 2 days ago.
Ron is on the phone.
OK, not to worry. Thanks, Trev. Well, probation haven't seen him since he got out.
Well, he's gone AWOL.
Uniform spoke to his roommate at the bail hostel. Apparently, our Mr. Bevan's landed himself a job.
Well, nice to see his criminal record didn't hold him back. So where do we find him?
Well, let's put it this way, Matty. You're going to have to be on your best behaviour.
Hey?
No running, bombing, diving, or heavy petting.
Watch my floor. Oh. Hey, watch my floor, you might get a wet. Come on, get off with you, come on.
Ellis Bevan.
Matt's behind Ellis.
Who wants to know?
Ellis turns. The right side of his face is covered in scars.
Can you guys just leave me be?
Message from your probation officer, Ellis. You forgot to sign the register.
Yeah, here you are, working with kids.
I'm rehabilitated. I took the sex offender treatment program.
Mention that when you apply for the job.
It's not a job. I'm volunteering.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
Ellis returns to mopping the floor.
Ellis Bevan, I'm arresting you for breaking the conditions of your license.
In a police interview room, Ellis is sitting at a table.
I was somebody. Swansea Lifeguard of the Year, 5 times on the bounce.
Why don't you tell us about your grudge against Charlie Tyner?
See this?
He points to his scars.
I was on the numbers for protection. Tyner comes to me, says I gotta go and see the governor. Takes me to this empty TV room. Then this lifer comes in and starts throwing boiling water over me, doesn't he? Well, Tyner just stood there laughing. He may as well have done it himself.
Makes it harder to win over the little boys, does it?
That happened once. And he was nearly 16.
So you thought you'd get your own back on Tyner?
I'd like to.
I bet it made you feel like a big man watching Charlie Tyner beg for his life.
Well, he's dead.
Like you didn't know.
You two are joking, right? So what did he do? Piss off a few of your pals on Fraggle Rock?
Did you all club together, get a gun?
Do I look like the sort of bloke who carries a shooter?
Where were you last night, Ellis?
Bed. My curfew's at 8 p.m, isn't it?
He thumps his foot on the table, a tag's attached to his ankle. Matt and Ronnie are in their office with D.I. Chandler.
Serco has Ellis Bevan and his tag in that hostel all night.
Well, if David Hasselhoff was tucked up with his cocoa, then who shot Charlie Tyner?
They say money talks. Find out how FIU's getting on with his bank statements.
They're looking at documents.
Right. Financial Investigations Unit have found a regular payment, and it is not Charlie Tyner's gas bill.
He hands Matt a statement.
Star Hotel.
Yes, the Star Hotel Harlesden. What is family man Charlie Tyner doing staying at the Star Hotel in Harlesden once a fortnight up until 6 months ago?
There was a shooting at the Star Hotel, wasn't there?
Dealer was gunned down whilst he was at it with a Tom. Bullet went through them both, if I remember. Knocking shot.
Was. Got shut down.
Yeah, after the shooting.
Still, shouldn't be too hard to find one of the girls that used to work there.
A woman pole dances.
The girls from the Star Hotel reckoned you'd gone up in the world.
Charlie Tyner used to be one of your regulars at the Star.
They're with a blonde woman who's wearing skimpy lingerie.
I don't do that now. I dance. That's all I do.
But you know him, right? Kalina, he's dead. Someone put a bullet through his head.
Maybe they didn't like what he was into.
And what was he into?
She puts a hand to her forehead.
What was he into?
Heroin.
Are you saying he was using?
Using? Charlie was a dealer.
Well, if he was dealing, it explains how he wound up in Hackney with his brains blown out.
So what do you reckon? Pissed off a rival dealer?
Pissed someone off.
Tell you what, half a kilo of a smash, a lot to shift in a fortnight.
Must have had a lot of customers.
Must have had a captive audience.
Well, drugs, either getting on visits or over the wall.
Or in a dodgy screw's lunchbox.
Well, if Charlie was dealing drugs at Cold Norton, then someone there's got to know about it.
Tomika Vincent. Mandatory drug testing every couple of months, no trouble. Only this time she refused, went mental.
And that's not like her?
No. I mean, she's had some trouble in the past, but she's been keeping her head down. Wants to get back to her kid. I was trying to talk her into making the most of her time, you know, do a few courses.
Did you get her sample?
Officer Dawson gave her a choice. Take the test or 2 weeks in segregation.
Which did she choose?
She chose the seg. No TV, no visits, no privileges, no nothing.
Tomika Vincent. More than she deserved, multi little cow.
Can we talk to her?
Yeah, she's still down the block.
Been there 3 weeks. Still can't behave. Threw her lunch over me yesterday. I should have seen her. Only new boy here's a softie.
Officer Dawson's whacked him on the head with the newspaper.
CNR.
Control and restraint. If Earl could be banged up in the block 24-7, that'd make our lives a lot easier.
I thought she'd started education.
Education? The only lesson she needs to learn is who's boss round here. Isn't that right, new boy?
Yeah.
Another couple of weeks in the SEG. That'll teach her.
Who's Tamika's personal officer?
Charlie's girls haven't been assigned new ones yet.
Short-staffed as it is. Now we've got all Charlie's buddies too.
Still, nice to have time to read the paper, eh?
Ronnie and Matt are with Tamika in a segregation cell.
Charlie Tyner was your personal officer.
She shrugs.
So?
So that means you must have got to know him pretty well.
Feeding your rabbit, was he?
I ain't no baghead.
Ronnie notices scars on Tamika's arms.
Come on, Tamika, we know you're using. Was Tyner supplying you?
Well, if he was, I won't be telling a couple of 5-0 now, would I?
Tamika Vincent is from the same estate in Hackley where Charlie Tyner was shot.
She knows something.
Yeah, but she's not talking.
They're in Chandler's office.
Alicia Phillips was on the prosecuting team.
In a CPS office.
Tamika was a body packer. She flew out to Jamaica, swallowed condoms full of cocaine and flew back to the UK.
She picks up files.
Must have been a hell of a stash to bag 7 years on a first offence.
She swallowed 10 condoms. 10 grams in each.
She gets 7 years and our Welsh pedo gets 3.
Take it up with the judiciary. We offered to drop the charges if she gave evidence against the dealer she was mewling for.
You knew who he was?
It's Jackson Marshall.
Well, we've been after him for years.
I lost count on the number of women doing time for Marshall.
I thought we had a real chance to put him away, but without Tamika's help, we couldn't prove a thing.
So Tamika took the rap.
Like all the others. Make yourself useful.
Blimey. She gives us the goods on Marshall. She gives it to us. We talk to the parole board.
Good luck with that. Marshall's got his mules exactly where he wants them, in prison, away from their families. If they talk, someone they love gets hurt. I thought Tamika'd be out on a tag by now.
Well, she was supposed to be out 6 months ago, but she hasn't exactly towed the line on the inside.
Girls had more adjudications than Ronnie's had kebabs.
Oh, she had a baby. I thought that'd be incentive to get home quick as she can.
Well, you want to see the state of her arms. She's cut her wrists right up to her elbows. I mean, poor kid's got to really hate herself to do something like that.
Tamika knows what Charlie Tyner was up to. Only she, well, she won't talk to us.
They're carrying boxes of files.
You want me to go? No, Matt. I'm so not her favourite person.
What's not to like?
They're by a lift.
Wouldn't hurt to call her brief.
Cold Norton Prison, Essex, 16th September. Alicia's with John Sturman in a legal visits booth. Tamika sees them through a window.
Take me back to the block.
In you go.
I said, take me back to my cell.
Please, Tamika, just hear me out.
Like you're going to say anything I want to hear.
Sit down, Miss Vincent. She's offering you the chance of an early release.
Tamika eyeballs Alicia, then struts into the room, past Alicia, who's holding open the door.
I'm dealing with the Charlie Tyner case. All I need is...
You need me to help you? It's not like you helped me 3 years ago. Lad.
I try to.
Yeah, right.
Let's just talk about Charlie Tyner, shall we?
Charlie who?
Do you think I wanted to see you sent to prison? We both know you imported those drugs for Jackson Marshall. If he hadn't got you so brainwashed, you might have done yourself a favour.
Yeah, but I don't blab, so you dump it all on me.
It wasn't my decision.
For a few grams of coke, you took me away from my little girl. Got me banged up in this shithole.
Yeah, you get to
please,
go home
Tamika.
To your down, push flat and your happy families while I'm rotting down here.
Please, Tamika.
You messed up my life! Bitch! You did this to me!
Tamika!
She's lunged at Alicia and has her by the throat. An officer pulls her from Alicia. Alicia's at her desk, rubbing her neck as James comes in the office.
You can take the girl out of Hackney.
You should see the other girl.
You gonna press charges?
And give her a real reason to hold a grudge against me. Anyway, I found something. 2 days before Charlie Tyner's death, Tamika called a mobile phone. The Central Task Force have been monitoring it. Belongs to one Jackson Marshall.
You're thinking he pulled the trigger?
It wouldn't be the first time. Police reckon he's responsible for half a dozen drug-related shootings. They just can't prove it.
And we know he's capable of moving large quantities of drugs.
So Marshall gets the drugs to Tyner, Tyner gets them to the prison dealers.
And Tamika gets caught up in the middle. Again.
If she'd helped us, put him where he belongs, and he couldn't have touched her.
You really don't like losing, do you?
The girl attacked me, James. I'm not exactly feeling the love right now.
James is chewing a bite of sandwich. He looks thoughtful.
Murder beats a drugs charge any day of the week. If Marshall did kill Tyner, you can get her to talk. I can put him inside for life.
She's too busy lashing out to listen to me.
Oh, you've seen where she grew up.
Seen it. I grew up there. She could be in my shoes if she wanted.
And you could be selling mailbags at Cold Norton.
No, because I got off my backside and worked 3 jobs to get myself through law school.
Maybe she didn't have your brains. Or your balls. We need her to talk. Forget your history. Talk to her family.
Lewiston Housing Estate, Hackney, 17th September. A girl pushes a doll's pushchair. Alicia and a tall woman are with her.
No way Tamika's involved in drugs. It was a one-off, a mistake.
She hasn't mentioned any problems to you.
We only get up there once a month. It takes 3 hours by public transport. All she wants to do on visits is hug her little girl.
Did she mention her personal officer at all? Charlie Tyner.
What's he got to do with Tamika?
Well, you think she might be able to help us find his killer. If she does, she could get home early on a tag.
Tag? What about her appeal?
I'm sorry, her appeal was turned down 6 months ago.
She called me about it last week. I've borrowed money for the solicitor. Tamika sent someone round for it.
Who?
The haggard-faced woman looks sheepish, averting her gaze.
I need to know, Mrs. Vincent.
Bloke she used to be involved with before she went down.
Jackson Marshall.
Belton Park Mansions. Matt points, directing a uniformed officer.
Vince, take the back. Andy, stairs.
They go in a bedroom and pull covers from a woman in the bed.
Rise and shine.
She sits up, keeping an arm over her naked breasts.
Well, unless he's had a sex change and started bleaching, that is not Jackson Marshall.
In the doorway.
No, this is Jackson Marshall. You want to tell me why you people are carving up my yard?
Translate, Matty. I don't speak wannabe gangster.
Ain't no wannabe about him, old man.
Which is why we're carving up your yard.
Listen, I want my brief here, quick time, you feel me?
Jackson Marshall, I'm arresting you on suspicion of conspiracy to murder Charlie Tyner.
Right, so what do we got here? Fish fingers, pizza, ice cream.
He tips bullets from a paper cup.
And 9mm bullets.
You didn't buy those at Iceland.
So, who am I supposed to have shot?
A prison officer called Charlie Tyner.
What issue would I have with some screw? Nearest I've been to jail is on a pass go. My top hat landed on Pall Mall.
Do you think this is a game, Jackson?
Do you have any proof, gentlemen?
Well, we have your client having a telephone conversation with a Miss Tamika Vincent, a prisoner at Cold Norton 2 days prior to the murder. We have your client collecting cash from Miss Vincent's mother. And we have your client's car parked 200 metres from the scene.
He could go on. Or Mr. Marshall could cooperate.
Do you like this game, Jackson? So what did you and Tamika Vincent talk about on the phone?
Did she ask you to kill Tyner?
Jackson's solicitor leans sideways and whispers inaudibly in Jackson's ear.
Forensics are taking your life apart. They're going through your flat, your clothes, your car. If they find any evidence that you fired a gun, then it's bye-bye penthouse, hello prison cell.
James, Alicia and D.I. Chandler are watching on a monitor. The solicitor mouths to Jackson for him to speak.
Tamika called me up. Said she wanted that screw dead, but I told her no. Must have got someone else instead.
So then why did she give you 500 quid?
She owed me. I called in my debt.
Did Tamika say anything about why she wanted Tyner dead?
I didn't ask her. I told her I wasn't for hire.
The team watched the interview footage.
His heart wouldn't even skip a beat while he pulled the trigger.
We need to put that gun in Marshall's hand.
Maybe forensics will turn up some gunpowder residue on his clothes.
We need more than maybes.
What about Tomika?
Well, Marshall's used her in the past. I think he's using her now.
As a cover, perhaps.
We're not going to get a word of truth out of Marshall. There's got to be another girl at Cold Norton doing time for him.
At the prison, a young woman holds a rosary.
God did the right thing taking that screw off our hands. Girl's got no chance of staying clean with Tyne around.
He was bringing drugs in?
Supplying every dealer, innit?
Do you know who was supplying Tyne?
Jackson Marshall, innit?
Tomika won't talk to us about Marshall.
Girl thinks she's in love. Man don't care about no one but himself.
They're still in a relationship.
In her head, they are. A couple days before Tyne got murdered, I heard her on the phone, begging him to help her out.
Did it sound like he agreed?
Sounded like it, yeah. But the man's full of shit. And she laps it up, thinks she's his number one.
But you know she isn't, right?
It's what he does. Finds a girl, sweet talks her into muling for him, and before you know it, face down on some airport floor and some other fools walking right past with two suitcases full of gear.
Tomika was a decoy.
He fooled her the same way he fooled me.
Would you give evidence against Marshall?
She looks from James to Alicia, then puts the turquoise rosary around her neck.
Jardine, hear us out.
Look, I'll stand by what I said about Tomika, but Jackson... he made it clear. I chat two words about him and I'm picking out gravestones for my babies.
Alicia in a purple Mac is with besuited James in a street market.
Jardine puts Tomika on the phone asking someone a favour.
And she won't say who that someone is.
We can prove it was Marshall. The prison phone system logs the number called.
Marshall's got these girls to get the drugs into the country. He's got kids stealing from on the estates, bent officers stealing inside. This is the closest we've ever been to getting him. We need Tomika to give evidence she paid him to kill Tyne.
Well, we've got Tamika's mum giving Marshall the money.
Tie him to the gun. We got Marshall and Tomika on a murder charge.
Crown Prosecution Service, 20th September.
OK, forensics found gunpowder residue on Marshall's steering wheel. Must be transferred from his hand.
Prove someone fired a gun and drove his car, nothing more.
Except Hackney Police Station have got some Croatian gangster in custody. He's looking for a deal and blabbing about selling a converted bakel to someone matching Marshall's description.
We get that witness to court in one piece. We might have a case.
Marshall's flash barrister will be looking for holes.
But we get to put Marshall and Tomika in a room together.
In a courtroom.
Jackson Marshall, I grant you bail with the following strict conditions.
You are to live and sleep at 22A Belton Park Mansions, Hackney. Surrender your passport. Daily reporting to Hackney Police Station. Curfew between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. with a doorstep condition to be electronically monitored.
Thank you. My lady.
Tomika looks towards Alicia and James.
My lady, Miss Vincent's already serving time on a previous conviction, so we won't be applying for bail.
Very well, she's remanded.
You are free to go, Mr. Marshall.
Jackson nods. He's standing next to Tomika in the dock, their hands resting on a wood partition, and Tomika slides her hand to touch Jackson's. He pulls away and turns, raising a forefinger to his lips, gesturing silence, and winks at her.
Congratulations. Thank you.
In a washroom, James is at a sink near Jackson, who's rinsing his hands.
My grief reckons you all got to drop the charges now.
James stares at burly, bald Jackson.
Bitch paid me to pop that screw. Ain't no way he could prove it, though, is there?
Don't count on it.
Tyne was taxing my profits. Man owed me money. I was gonna take him out anyway. That bitch just loves doing time for me.
Well, she's the last one. Soon you're gonna be doing that time all by yourself.
You think so? any hour, I see five around my yard again.
He lifts a hand, gesturing a gun pointed at James.
Blam!
He lobs a screwed-up paper towel over James's head, smiles and goes.
The governor at Cold Norton just called. They strip-searched Tamika when she came back from court.
They found drugs.
They found heavy bleeding. Tamika was 10 weeks pregnant. It was a miscarriage.
That's why she refused the drugs test.
So who's the daddy?
This was never about drugs at all. Tamika wasn't dealing for Charlie Tyner. She was sleeping with him.
This changes everything.
Tyner's still dead. Marshall and Tamika are still responsible. This changes nothing.
Cold Norton Prison.
Blackmail.
Said I had to do it with him.
Or what?
He'd take away my privileges. Stop my visits with my little girl.
Why didn't you report him?
Well, who to? His mates.
What about the governor? Surely she'd have done something.
I told you she wouldn't understand. This is a waste of time.
If you dropped the attitude for 2 minutes, you'd see that we're trying to help you here. Why did you want Charlie Tyner dead?
She was defending herself.
And my daughter.
She looks at Sturman, a thin man with white hair.
Well, tell them then.
Charlie Tyner approached Tamika's daughter in Springfield Park.
A photo album.
Gave her this. Gift wrapped.
It was Corrie's 4th birthday.
Told her to show it to Mummy next time she visited. There's photos of the daughter coming out of a flat, going into nursery. He's saying, I know where your little girl is every hour of the day.
Did anyone see Charlie Tyner do this?
Mother thought it was some pervert until Tyner mentioned it to my client.
My mum was going to take it up to the cop shop, but I told her not to.
When did this happen?
About a week before that bastard got what he deserved.
Who did you get to give Tyner what he deserved, Tamika? Who shot him?
I've said all I have to say.
Alicia covers her mouth as she listens.
So now what?
In the CPS office, Alicia's got a prison log.
If a brief had half a brain, he'd ever out of there in a flash. You ask me? Justice was done the second that bullet went through Tyner's brain.
Tyner may have deserved it, but it doesn't make what they did right.
Hang on. Charlie Tyner can't have been in the park the day Tamika's daughter was approached. It says here he was at work all day.
So he got someone else to do his dirty work. The little girl identified you, Mr. Atwell.
Well, she made a mistake.
Was her grandmother mistaken too?
They both put you in the park. That's blackmail. I'd hate to be in your shoes. Prison officer doing time for a conviction involving a child.
I'd only been out of training a few weeks. Charlie was my boss.
He only had to follow orders at work.
In the legal visits room, Atwell shuts the door. He goes to a corner of the room and looks at Dawson through a window overlooking a corridor.
Do you have any idea what those old school officers are like? I came into this job to help people like Tamika, to rehabilitate them. But Charlie and his mates run the show. They've been locking bodies up for the last 20 years and they like the prison run their way.
Are you saying Charlie Tyner bullied you?
I'm saying it's easy to find yourself in a locked room with a load of prisoners and no one coming to help.
Because you refused to intimidate a prisoner for Charlie Tyner?
The girl, Tamika. She was going to tell the governor about her and Charlie.
No one would take a prisoner's word over an officer's.
It wasn't just her word. She got herself proofed, didn't she? Save some of Charlie's semen.
In a street.
Well, keeping the evidence doesn't exactly smack of consensual sex.
Have sex with me or I get to your daughter. The jury are going to understand exactly why she did it.
Do you think we should drop the charges?
I think we need to go after the right targets.
Marshall?
How many times has he slipped through our fingers? If Tamika would just cooperate.
Well, she'd be putting herself in danger. You know what Marshall's like. Oh, I see. It doesn't matter who gets hurt as long as you get him, right?
Steel. Yep. Oh.
To Alicia.
Marshall's barrister's made an application to exclude the gun.
You're joking?
Without the gun, Marshall walks.
Chambers of Lady Justice Blythe.
The only proof my client owned a similar gun is a statement from some small-time gangster in police custody looking for the nearest exit.
Have you anything else, James?
Apart from the gunpowder residue found all over Mr. Marshall's steering wheel and CCTV footage of him parking the same car 200 meters from the scene.
Which also happens to be 200 meters from his flat.
I'm afraid you haven't convinced me that the gun found at the scene ever belonged to Mr. Marshall. I'm granting the application. The gun is excluded.
Losing the gun means we've had to drop the charges against Marshall. This is the only chance we've got to make him pay.
Tamika can deliver him.
We make a deal for Tamika to turn QE against Marshall.
We get her out of jail, into witness protection.
Have you two been at the sherry? Tamika Vincent ordered that hit on Tyner.
Tyner was dealing drugs in prison. He subjected that girl to God knows what and threatened her daughter.
The man was abusing his position in every possible way, George.
The man was one of Her Majesty's prison officers. Now, whatever he did, we have to be seen to be putting his killer behind bars.
Yeah, and we will. Tamika can put Jackson Marshall away for life. I'm cutting a deal with her barrister.
Oh, no, no, you're not. No, there's no deal. Tamika Vincent stays in that dock.
We need her, George. You know how many lives Marshall's destroyed. He's big time. Tamika's a small sacrifice.
All I need is for that phone to stop ringing just for 5 minutes. And the Ministry of Justice have got us by the short and curlies. They don't want the prison service under media scrutiny.
You think the public don't deserve to know the truth about prisons like Cold Norton?
That is not our call to make. We're here to prosecute criminals, and Tamika Vincent is a criminal. And I want her found guilty, and it is your job to make sure that that happens.
Sneering, James heads out.
Yes, Castle.
Look, Marshall's the prize, not Tamika.
But George said we're not
George.
To cut a deal.
Get to that prison, put on your best Hackney girl charm. You're the only one that can prize that chip off Tamika's shoulder. Unless she wants to spend the next 20 years in that place, she needs to start talking.
He rifles through a drawer. The Red Lion, 24th September.
All I want's an easy life and two rounds of golf every Sunday.
I'm sure we can come to some agreement.
Well, Tamika pleads guilty to murder, and you get a ship to a London prison so she can near a daughter.
Well, you're advising her to plead guilty to murder.
That's what you're charging her, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is the part where you try and get the charge reduced.
Well, she's in prison anyway.
So she doesn't deserve a decent defense.
She could still face life inside.
Or be out in 2 years. Am I missing something here? She's your client. Don't you want to get her off?
It's a cab rank. I picked up a rubbish fare.
Do you know how many women killed themselves in Cold Norton last year? I wonder how many of them were being threatened by corrupt officers.
Tyner was a bad apple. There's no proof any other officers abused their position.
That's a can of worms, though. You open it up, every journalist in the country will want to hear your closing speech. You could swap that legal aid office for a smart chambers. Glen Eagles, two or three times a year. It's all there for the taking.
He leaves Sturman standing thoughtfully at the bar. At the prison, Alicia sidles over to Tamika.
You ain't supposed to be here without my brief.
This is off the record. I want to help you, Tamika. But you have to help yourself too. Give evidence that Marshall shot Tyner.
I told you 3 years ago. I ain't no grass.
Your daughter's growing up without a mum. Doesn't she come first?
What's wrong with you? I can't talk.
She scowls and pins photos of her child on a board.
You know, when I was growing up, I saw girls like you hanging around the dealers in their shiny BMWs, getting pregnant before you left school. All of you thinking, if he's my baby father, he'll treat me right. Men like Jackson Marshall don't give a damn about girls like you. They don't give a damn about their own kids. All they care about is money. Now, if you don't have the guts to stand up, speak out, he's gonna keep getting away with it. And every time he cocks his gun, every single time some poor kid ODs on his drugs, that death is on your hands too.
She goes to the door, then turns back, shaking her head at Tamika.
It's 3 years you've missed. Do you want to miss the next 20? Because unless you're there to protect her, one day she is going to be one of those girls walking through the estate when some dealer swings by in his big
shiny car.
She stares. Tamika stares back, a frown etched on her brow. Caption: Crown versus Vincent, trial day 6. Tamika's in the witness box.
Tyler said if I didn't start making him happy, he'd get me ghosted up north. Maybe I'd see my little girl at Christmas.
Sturman.
So, what did you do?
I couldn't fight him anymore. He came into my cell, shut the door. He pushed me against the wall, started touching me. He said, "This is mine now." I just shut my eyes and let him do it.
Was this the only time?
It went on for a few months.
She wipes away a tear and her tongue pushes at the corner of her mouth.
Once or twice a week. Then I missed a couple of periods. I told him and he got angry. He said, "Do whatever you have to. Just get rid."
Did he stop demanding sex?
Next time, I hid my knickers in an empty crisp packet. I told him what I'd done. He spun my cell, but he couldn't find them. I told him if he touched me again, I'd tell the governor.
Did he touch you again?
Not for a few days. Then I called home. My mum said they'd been at the park. This pervert had given Corey this photo album. I got back to my cell and Charlie was waiting. He asked what my daughter got for her birthday. That's when I decided.
Decided what, Tamika?
To stop him. I found someone to do it for me. Yeah, he said he needed 500 for a gun. I asked him to kill Charlie.
Sturman smiles and sits in a hallway.
You have all the ammunition you need, so go for it.
That's fine, George. Thank you.
Yes, I hear that Sturman has the jury eating out of his hand.
Maybe he grew a conscience.
And you two would have nothing to do with that, of course. Whatever you're up to, just make sure you get the right result.
George Castle goes. Alicia and James are at a table by a staircase.
Will we? Because if this goes wrong, I don't even want to think about what Marshall could do to Tamika's daughter.
It's time.
You don't like losing, do you?
James in his wig and gown is steely-eyed.
We're going to get the right result.
In the courtroom, James rises to his feet, facing Tamika. Jackson comes in. Hearing the door, Alicia turns her head towards the back of the court and sees Jackson. James looks over his shoulder, watching him come in. Tamika half smiles. James faces forwards and lowers his gaze. Jackson takes a seat.
Who did you pay to kill Charlie Tyner?
I don't know his name. One of the girls gave me a number.
You are under oath, Miss Vincent.
Yeah, you don't ask those sort of people their names.
You're what is known as a body packer. Someone who ingests packets filled with drugs and then walks through customs.
No, I'm what's known as desperate. I did it one time. I was homeless. The social were going to take my baby away from me unless I found a place to stay. I needed money.
Who was waiting for those drugs in the UK?
I don't know.
Let me guess, you don't know his name. It was your boyfriend, Jackson Marshall, wasn't it? The same man you phoned 2 days before Charlie Tyner was found dead in a playground half a mile from Jackson's flat. Is that true, Miss Vincent?
Don't
know. You don't seem to know very much, do you? Did you know that there are currently 14 women in British prisons, all of whom were caught importing drugs, all of whom believed Jackson Marshall was their boyfriend.
Alicia looks at Jackson, who slightly shakes his head.
Jackson ain't like that.
Or that you were caught because customs officials received an anonymous tip-off.
No, there was only me and him who knew about it.
Jackson rolls his eyes.
You and who? You and Jackson Marshall.
I never said that.
You weren't the only woman carrying drugs on that flight.
I was the only one who got caught.
Yeah, that's because the other mule walked straight through customs with suitcases full of cocaine, while you were pinned to the floor in handcuffs over a few measly grams.
Now, that ain't true.
What, did you not realize that this is how Jackson Marshall works? He sets up some naive first-timer like you as a decoy.
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't what? Wouldn't set you up, wouldn't lie to you, wouldn't kill a prison officer you took a dislike to.
Dislike? He threatened my baby.
You ordered Jackson Marshall to kill Charlie Tynan.
He was killing me. I just wanted him to stop. I was scared all the time. Can't you understand? I wanted him to stop hurting me.
Did you even mention this so-called abuse to your accomplice, Jackson Marshall?
I was ashamed.
Why? Why would you feel ashamed if it wasn't your fault? If it was indeed killing you, why didn't you tell someone?
I was raped! Do you know what that feels like? It's like there's something rotten and everyone can see. I just wanted him to stop hurting me. I just wanted someone to make him stop.
So you paid Jackson Marshall to kill Charlie Tynan. Don't look at him, Tamika, look at me. Did you pay Jackson Marshall to kill Charlie Tynan, yes or no?
She shakes her head.
Yes or no, Tamika, did you pay him?
Yes.
Tamika. You need to speak up. The jury need to hear your answer.
Yes.
Jackson, sitting in the public gallery, stands and goes to the door. James turns to look at him. Matt and Ronnie are on a bench in a corridor. Matt sees Jackson and taps Ronnie's arm. Ronnie looks up from the newspaper he's been reading in the courtroom.
No further questions.
A cell door opens. Tamika's on a padded bench. She's holding a photo of her daughter. Alicia steps slowly into the cell. Tamika looks up.
What does it mean? Hung jury. Is there going to be another trial?
That depends on you. We could drop the charges, get you moved to an open prison till you're eligible for release on a tag.
Why are you doing all this for me?
Alicia drops her gaze.
I work with women who have been raped. I've seen what it does to them. How they lose their power, turn on themselves. Rape can happen to anyone, and anyone can take that power back. Come out the other side stronger.
She gives Tamika's hand a squeeze.
What he did to you wasn't your fault, Tamika. You don't have to be a victim anymore. You're a survivor.
Tamika's eyes well up.
Jackson really set me up.
Yes.
Tamika nods.
Then I'll tell you everything.
And you'll stand up in court.
Try and stop me.
caption, the events in this film are fictitious and any similarity between them and actual events is coincidental. ITFC audio description.